What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
This Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Let's go to Hector in Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
Heck.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now, before you get to your pizza stuff, BT, Hector was texting me. I guess he had an opportunity to be on the Sean Manaya conference call the other day.
Thanks for calling me back.
I didn't have time to call you back yet. It's been a couple of days, but why don't you just give us what happened? And then he texted
me.
He's
on the conference call?
Oh, I feel like I'm about to cry. I screwed it up. What happened, Hector? Hit me with it.
I was lucky enough, someone who has the opportunity to go to these press conferences sometimes, invited to these Zooms, was invited. They couldn't attend, and they asked me to attend on their behalf. I went in there my first time, and I screwed up, and I didn't have the microphone on.
Oh,
and when I tried to speak, it didn't pick. Yeah.
Oh, they went to you? They went to you for
questions?
Yes, question.
They called my name. They said Hector Moquette 2 times. They waited. Then he said, we'll come back to you. They came back to me, and my dumb butt didn't.
Well, good, because
I
you
were like a fanboy. I'm already
fired
up.
For coming back. Sean, thank God you came back. Oh, we needed you, Sean.
It was so fun playing catch with you at Central Park, Sean.
Shut up! Who both of you shut up?
Everybody gets a credential these days.
Hector,
I still want to know what he was doing on the call.
You're not kidding, BT. That was funny with our friend Hector. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Couple of things here before we say goodbye, or before we get to your calls and then say goodbye. Number one, Knicks Sixers tonight, no Embiid. He's out again. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But he will be out again. I'll be into that game just because I hate the Sixers, so we'll see what the Knicks could do.
Yep.
Number two, did you see this tweet from Sean Marash? I heard you two. You were laughing. He was cackling out there before you came back from break. Yesterday, he tweeted out, today begins my second year semester as a professor at Iona.
We weren't laughing about this, but I did see this tweet. He's a professor.
Come on, dude.
Professor what?
Come on. To the students, let's have a great semester. To the teachers, I have to say this so I can poke fun at teachers saying that I'm one of you. Go Gales.
He's a pisser.
He is.
He's a pisser. But what?
He's a teacher?
No, he's a professor.
Moresh?
It's a little different.
Come on.
I think it's like a cop versus a detective. I think it's a higher grade.
So can I be one of these
people? You got to finish undergraduate first.
What does that mean?
I think you got to graduate college to teach college.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even teach broadcasting?
Well, that you could do, but not at like...
Well, what is he teaching?
No, hold on.
He's not teaching. He's going to be teaching broadcasting.
Quantum physics? No. Could be wrong. I don't think that you could teach at an accredited university or college.
Right.
I think you could teach at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Right.
And it's been a very viable job. That's how Joe made it. I'm not cutting it down. I almost went there back in the day, by the way.
I did go there.
You did? Well, yeah, then you're one of the star pupils.
I got to educate BT off the air as to why we shouldn't really be discussing that. But the point is...
Oh, I think I know. What is
Marash now? Like,
well, all right. Well, okay. You got to look at this.
He's a professor.
He's at Iona, right? What is he teaching?
What is he? What's
I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that
Sean did not graduate with a degree, and yet he's still teaching.
I guarantee that Sean has a degree. Well, I shouldn't guarantee it.
When you say degree, you mean 4 years of college?
I guess it could be
can
2 years.
Can you ask him real quick, Hoff? Can you get him either?
It could be an associate's. Get him in.
I'm curious to see if he either I got some credits. I didn't finish my
associate's. How many credits did you get? How long did you go to?
Not enough. I went a couple different years.
Okay.
I was in and out.
Yeah, I understood.
I was inconsistent.
Was that when your dad was sick, by the way?
No.
Oh, so you don't have that as an excuse. You just didn't want to go?
This was when he was healthy, putting his foot up my ass. His boot in my ass. Get me?
He must
get off the couch. You don't want to go to school? Get off the couch and go get a full-time job.
Dude, I got to be honest with you, man.
Enter Home Depot.
If I didn't play baseball and I wasn't worried about being eligible, I don't think I would have ever gone to school.
Yeah.
I think I would have gone and then just stayed in my dorm and played Sega and gone out every night and eventually failed out.
Where is he?
He's not outside, but according to a couple people outside, he does have a diploma.
Well, he's putting together his PowerPoint, is what he's doing for his next presentation.
Anyway,
of course he's got a degree.
More to come on that. I'd be curious what he teaches and where he went to school.
I would imagine communications. Yeah. I know he's teaching at Iona. What do you mean, okay?
Oh, it's okay. Communications. Like, I don't need a diploma to teach that.
No, I think you do, though. I think you... Well, you might not think that you do, but I don't think Iona or anybody would let you in.
Well, whatever.
Unless you have one.
They're lost. I don't want to teach anyway.
You don't think Sean would be a good teacher? I think he'd be a great teacher.
You know what he's most famous for, right? On the air, do I need to remind you?
He basically took a dump on himself. Well, he can tell the students not to do that. There you go. Lesson learned. It's worth $50,000 at Iona.
He's trying to get attention. Yeah. Just crack yourself on the air.
Eat 37 wings in 3 minutes and become a radio star.
Love Marash, and he knew what he was doing by that. He really is a great guy.
Big fan. He's a good dude.
Anyway, okay.
And he's smarter than you think. Yes. I think Sean plays a little possum.
Okay, so last thing here. We wanted to get to...
He's not brilliant, but he's not a dummy.
Yeah, all right, we get it.
Anyway.
So we wanted to get to a Jets tweet from yesterday.
Can you explain this to me?
No, I was going to ask you to explain it to me. So they tweet, now who's running things? Is this Brick Johnson? Is this Woody Johnson?
I don't know. First of all, I am such a sucker. I get, maybe I am. Maybe I am gullible. Again, back to this, Hoff. So have you seen this new trend? If anybody can explain what this is, because I actually did it on my laptop and nothing happened. And then I did it on my phone and nothing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
That happened. So all the teams, I saw the Mets do it. I don't think I've seen the Yankees do it. The Jets. And this is the first time I saw it. It says tap, hold, and load. And then whatever they want you to tap, hold, and load. And then it says in 4K. So me like an idiot, look at this. I'm actually pressing it.
Right.
I'm holding. Nothing's happening.
It's not a touchscreen there.
Now, again, that's not a touchscreen.
Okay,
so I'm like, well, let me just go to my phone because that is a touchscreen. You know, when you want to quote, tweet, it's okay. You could do that with it. So I do. Nothing happens. So first of all, I do need to know what the hell this latest thing is. But tell me in a minute, Aaron. If you're the Jets and you have no intention of bringing back Aaron Rodgers, why would you put from the verified New York Jets account tap, hold, and load at Aaron Rodgers 12 in 4K in a Jets uniform?
Yeah,
if you have designs on moving on,
it would make me think that they haven't decided to move on. And now maybe that's their whole ploy, like, oh, we're going to let the head coach decide, but wink, wink, what he really decided, and this is like their smokescreen.
Well, I hope that's not the case, because then they're not doing the job search right.
I want him back. And by the way that the job search, I think Costello had this yesterday, the way he lined it up was that they're going to narrow it down from the 500 people that they interviewed to maybe 5 or 6, whatever it is.
Oh, good, finally.
And,
okay.
But GMs, and then have the GM in place when they get to do the second round of interviews for the head coach. That's the way that you'd want to do it.
Okay.
That made some sense and some structure.
Go, Jets. And I told you they wanted a smart shop here.
Yeah. Then
honestly,
from there,
I like the search.
Then from there, they should go decide about Rodgers. But the idea that they would tweet out something about Rodgers to me at least gave some hope that maybe he's coming back. Which, by the way, earlier in the show when we were talking about the odds of where Rodgers was going to go, that's what made me say the Jets first, because I do think that there's something to that. Could be misreading it, but I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I mean, most people think it's Flores and Glenn. They're kind of running away with this, and I love both of those candidates. You didn't call McCarthy. I don't get that. You didn't call the Steelers to trade for Tomlin. I don't know why, but so you know where I stand on that. But I do like the two perceived front runners right now. If that's the case, I just hope they're not saying to Glenn, hey, listen, Rodgers is back. Hey, Flores, Rodgers. Like,
right, you don't
let
want to force
them jointly make the decision. I hope that they're doing that.
Agreed. Let's finish up with a call on Alonzo.
But wait, I never found out what this means. Tap, load.
It's just that when you download it, it's 4K.
I still don't know what that means.
Everything was in 4K.
No.
Is 4K new?
It's not new. It's newer,
They've had a 4K TV for 5 years.
I'm just saying. That's what they're doing now.
That is a weird. I don't know what it means.
Okay. Let's get Adolfo in the Bronx on Pete Alonzo, which has been the theme of the day. What's up, Adolfo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Make it quick. Listen, I think the Mets are going to make a big, big mistake if we don't sign Pete Alonzo. We need Alonzo. Okay? Look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a powerful team. There's no team cannot compare with the Dodgers right now.
But what if you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. instead? Adolfo.
Everything.
Adolfo, what if you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. instead?
What's that?
What if you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. instead?
Yeah, but we still need more. Well, okay.
What?
We still need more.
Well, would you rather have Alonzo
more?
Would you rather have Alonzo or Guerrero Jr.?
Why don't you ask him in 4K?
Starting to lose my cool here. I was about to throw the pen through the window. Settle down, Pitbull.
You've been on a good roll here. Happy. We like Happy Sal. We like Cordial Sal.
And by the way, his answer could have been he'd rather have Alonzo, sure, but that's what we're talking about here. I personally rather have Vladdy. All right, that does it for us. Been a fun show, BT. Back at it again tomorrow. Week is flying by. Back at it 10 a.m. on the Thursday. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki and the Professor Marash. They're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.